We're joined now by Curtis Bird. He is Senior Associate Director of Graduate Admissions in the Office of Recruitment and Admissions at Clark Atlanta University. Good morning, Curtis. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing all right. There's no snow and ice out there on the road, so life is better. Let's talk a little bit about graduate school at Clark Atlanta University. Your office is hosting an open house, workshop, and information session this coming Tuesday, February the 4th, from 6 until 8 p.m. What's this all about, and who do you want to see at this event?
Well, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on WCLK and talk about this event. We are looking for people looking to go back to graduate study. We currently are hosting this event to get interest and people thinking about graduate study at Clark Atlanta University. We have over 38 graduate programs ranging from various master's programs, doctoral programs, even a specialist program over in our School of Education. So we're hosting two events, actually, one on February 4th and as well another one on March 4th. And on both of these events, we'll talk to students about the application process to graduate study. We'll be talking to them about specific information on what it takes to get into every department we have at Clark Atlanta University. And just give them a general sense of what it means to have a graduate degree. In today's economy and in this global economy, you must have an advanced degree to be able to make it.
Well, and that's a very good point. So I'm sure you want people who may just be graduating with their undergraduate degree, but there are probably a certain amount of people listening who might be the non-traditional type student, somebody who maybe took a degree 10, 15 years ago, and they look around and say, maybe I could be doing better. Is there some truth to that?
Absolutely. Nowadays, I would even say many students that we have here at Clark Atlanta University are adult students and students who are non-traditionally age students. In fact, the average age of our graduate students is about 31. And so we're looking at a variety of ages, a variety of people who engage us in graduate study, particularly in our professional master's programs of our MBA, our MSW, which is the Master's of Social Work, our Master's of Public Administration program, our Master's in Education program. We just have a variety of programs that fit on, and are tailor-made for people who don't necessarily or haven't been in school for a number of years. In fact, many of our programs are offered in the evening and on the weekends, and we'll talk about that again at our open house as well.
And again, the open house event, the open house workshop and information session for graduate school at Clark Atlanta University is taking place on Tuesday, February the 4th from 6 until 8 p.m. Where is this event, Curtis?
We'll have it here on campus at the Henderson Student Center on the second floor in the multi-purpose room. And we'll have that entire area upstairs there in the Student Center right off of Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard. And we'll have a variety of signs on the day of our event so you can find us. And one particular perk I'd like to share with you is that we are offering application fee waivers to all students who participate in our open house. So we'll essentially be saving students a little bit of change there to be able to participate in this program and to participate in our graduate programs, hopefully.
Well, and I know these will be issues that you get into in some detail at the open house. But if we have a listener this morning that's saying, yeah, you know, this might work for me. I think I want to take a graduate degree. The idea of going to Clark Atlanta works for me. What are the main things someone needs to consider when they're getting ready to make this move to graduate school? I mean, there's some testing you need to do, and then there's some financial considerations you need to think about.
Yeah, well, there's a couple specific things that you have to do to prepare yourself for graduate study. First, of course, is the generalized test that everyone is required. All but our master's in social work program requires an actual standardized test. The general standardized test that everyone needs to take is called the GRE, the Graduate Record Examination. Now, then there, that's pretty much all of our graduate programs across the board, with the exception of one, which is our MBA program, which requires the MAT, or actually the GMAT, I'm sorry. And that particular test is offered in several locations all around the city. You can go on their websites on ets.org to find out more about that. Now, then there's also the letters of recommendation that someone would need. Now, generally, most graduate programs here at CAU require 3 letters of recommendation. They certainly do require a personal statement or a letter of intent to say why they want to come to graduate school, as well as transcripts from the institution that they earned their undergraduate from. So all of those things are required in order to apply to our graduate programs. But, you know, and as well as the financial considerations, everyone is encouraged to fill out the FAFSA form, which is the federal form that allows you to take out certain financial aid offerings, from loans to scholarships, so on and so forth. So all of that has to happen, and we'll discuss that again at the open house as well.
Again, we're talking this morning with Curtis Byrd. He is Senior Associate Director of Graduate Admissions at Clark Atlanta University, and there are a couple of events coming up. One this Tuesday, February the 4th, from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Henderson Student Center on the Clark Atlanta University campus. And if you're not currently in the AUC on a day-to-day basis, it's easy to find. It's what used to be called Fair Street, which is now Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard, the corner of Fair Street and James P. Brawley, which at that point is closed to traffic. It's the promenade. But there is a parking deck behind the student center where you can park for a small fee. So it's an easy putt as far as getting to this event Tuesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. Then there will be another event on March the 4th. Same situation. What are the advantages, Curtis, in your mind, to taking a graduate degree at Clark Atlanta University?
Well, I would say the one thing that Clark offers is a personal touch. What you're going to find are the faculty are very, very concerned about the needs and the priorities and the eventual placement in terms of career positions of the students that they mentor and work with. And one thing that you have to understand about graduate studies, a little bit different than undergrad, is that there's a more of a personal touch. There's a one-on-one interaction that happens. In fact, if you apply to a doctoral program, a PhD, for instance, you'll be working one-on-one with a faculty member, and that person will be your major professor, is what they call it, or your major advisor. And that person will kind of guide you through the process of earning the doctoral degree. But you do get that one-on-one interaction as well from advisors and faculty members at the master's level as well. So it really does provide you what we do here. And more so at a smaller institution like this, you'll see that interaction and that face time you'll get with faculty is very encouraged, and students find that they can touch base with faculty on a regular basis, more so than a larger institution. So I would encourage anybody to come out. In fact, we'll have faculty members, the department heads and graduate coordinators will be available to speak with students at the open house. So we hope we get some folks to come out.
And I imagine that we might have some people listening and some people that have heard about this event that are maybe a little bit curious, that maybe before they made their move as an undergraduate, they thought about attending an HBCU and got through school and maybe are looking at graduate school. They do have a second chance at an HBCU experience.
Absolutely. And in fact, many of our students come from majority campuses that want to have that experience. We get phone calls from people all around the country interested in having the HBCU experience at the graduate level. And we're one of the few, probably few HBCUs out there that actually offer full-blown graduate programs. In fact, we were the first HBCU to offer graduate programs since 1929, when actually W.E.B. Du Bois taught here and taught in Atlanta University here. So we're real excited to continue that legacy and to ensure that you will have that experience here at CAU.
Well, there's a lot here to this event. Again, the Clark Atlanta University Office of Graduate Recruitment and Admissions open house workshop and information session that's coming up Tuesday, February 4th from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Henderson Student Center at Clark Atlanta University at the corner of Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard and James P. Brawley, which is the promenade at that point here on campus. Curtis, if we have somebody listening that wants to reach out to your office between now and then, or maybe they want to find out more information in advance of the March event, how do they get in touch with you?
Certainly, if they can reach out to us at our email address, which is graduateadmissions with an S at cau.edu, they can reach out to us that way. And of course, if they need to make a phone call into our office to ask more about the open house or graduate programs, they can reach us at 404-880-6036. And we can follow up with them and make sure that they have their needs taken care of. But we're real excited, and we hope to get a large showing at our open house.
Well, there could be a bigger, better, fascinating future for you at graduate school at Clark Atlanta University. So we've given you some information about it this morning, and I'm sure Curtis will be happy to see you on Tuesday. Curtis Byrd, Senior Associate Director of Graduate Admissions at Clark Atlanta University, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, sir.